Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And by the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com or find me on Twitter with the username at Gordon Deal. Today's story is the tech startup finding work for people on the autism spectrum and their specific skills. And the latest perk that workers say they want at the office is your small business providing it. Those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. A tech startup in New York City that launched a few months ago called Divergent, with D-A-I at the beginning of its spelling, provides autistic contractors to clients seeking high accuracy and speed on tasks including data entry and online research. More on how it's promoting these workers from Wall Street Journal columnist Ann Cadet. Ann, what have you found?
It's a really interesting concept. It's not totally new, but there's a startup that's based in Manhattan. The founder and CEO, Brian Dye, his little brother he's on the autistic spectrum, and when his mother died 4 years ago, she asked him to take care of his brother. And a lot of people who are on the autistic spectrum have really unique talents, but they can also have a difficult time finding a job. So Byron is his name. He started a business where he employs, some of them are in his office in Manhattan, but there's a pool of about 200 people who are on the autistic spectrum who work remotely from home. And they take on projects that most people would really hate to do, like really boring routine data entry or quality control on software or spotting images and photographs. And most people get really tired and sloppy after doing this work for maybe an hour or two, but Mr. Dye says that the people that he employs can do this stuff all day long, week after week, month after month, and they do a really good job, and they love it, and they're very fast and very accurate. So he actually charges more for this work than some of the competition might do that employs a more general slice of the population.
Wow, and they can concentrate for extremely long periods of time on this stuff that would, I don't know, be considered by many people to be so mundane we'd lose focus.
Yeah, it would make us crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And then
I talked to some of his employees, and they love the routine. They love the simplicity of it. They can find work that is, situations that are more vague or that require a lot of, like, spontaneity, they can find very stressful. But this kind of work, they can really relax and just focus for hours on end, like you said.
Explain the one example you gave, where some of the workers were tasked with identifying things on blueprints.
Yeah, this is very interesting. So there's a software company that they provide software that helps companies estimate how much construction projects will cost. And what the workers of Divergent did is they went through thousands and thousands and thousands of blueprints to identify every door, every window, every kind of object you might find in a blueprint. And then these images that they have tagged are used to train an artificial intelligence so that the software can identify components of a construction project on its own and come up with cost estimates. Another area that someone like this could do is, let's say you're training a self-driving car to recognize stop signs or pedestrians. The people on Byron's team could look at thousands and thousands of images to, you know, help train an artificial intelligence to say, this is what a stop sign looks like, this is what a pedestrian looks like. And it's really important that this is accurate, because if it's not, people are going to die, you know? Mm-hmm. So companies are willing to pay a little more for the speed and accuracy of someone who can do this work very well.
Well, we're speaking with Wall Street Journal columnist Anne Cadet about her piece entitled Startup Touts Unique Talent Pool, Workers with Autism. How much can these folks earn?
Right now they're earning, they typically earn not by the hour, but by the project, because he wanted to give them a lot of flexibility in terms of setting their hours and how much time they spent. But typically they're earning about $12 to $20 an hour, which is a lot more than people might get paid for this kind of work, but he says they tend to be 200% faster as well. So he gets, even though he's paying more, he says he gets more.
Oh. All right, so the company's called Divergent. He hasn't made a profit yet, as you point out. Does he see a path toward that?
He definitely does. He just started it in March. It's a startup. They have about $100,000 in funding, and he spent about $50,000 of his own savings. So they're brand new. It's kind of a new idea. But I've talked to some folks out there who say there is a lot of demand for this kind of work, and there's also growing acceptance of the idea that, you know, people who are on the autistic spectrum not only can do the work, but they can do it better. So the word's getting out, so he feels that there's a very good opportunity for him. And he's also planning to train workers, to sort of train a workforce for companies that want to hire people like that directly. So he's also planning to become sort of a recruiting and training firm as well as time goes on.
How is his effort different from others that have tried to promote and employ those on the autism spectrum?
Yeah, it's interesting. Companies, Microsoft is one, and I believe SAP is another. They've been making a big effort in, like, the last 3 years to recruit people on the spectrum, and they've had a lot of success with it. It's difficult, though, because I shouldn't overgeneralize, but a lot of people who are on the autistic spectrum, they have a hard time driving or taking public transportation. So people who are, you know, advocates for people with these cognitive differences are really happy that there's an opportunity to do this kind of work from home. And I believe that Divergent is also unique in that it provides a lot more training in terms of social skills and interviewing skills. So if people are working from home but they want to try working in an office, they can get prepared that way.
Thanks, Anne. Wall Street Journal columnist Anne Cadet. More after this.
Whistle while you work? Is that really the most engaged we can hope for at work? We don't think so. With Workforce Solutions from Kronos, your people can do so much more, like go above and beyond for a customer, improve a process, or bring care to someone else while they work. Great businesses are powered by great people. Find them, keep them, and engage them with Workforce Solutions from Kronos. Learn more at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Finally, a new survey asked employees to identify their number one perk they wanted at the office. The top response, access to natural light. The Harvard Review says it beat out responses that included office luxuries like cafeterias, gyms, and even on-site childcare. The poll by the HR firm called Future Workplace found that more than one-third of workers say they don't get enough natural light in their workspaces. The need to work in bright spaces could stem from our increased screen time, which is around 4 hours a day. About 3 in 4 employees said the longer they use mobile devices, screens, or tablets, the more they want to take a break from their desks or take a walk outside. Want to help those employees, by the way? You can try a small desk lamp if they're in a cubicle, or if they're in an office. Moneyish.com says consider a floor lamp or even those flameless candles for desks. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.